You mean referring to the corn as he'd ought to be taller than what it is for this time of year?
Okay. It isn't as tall as it
was last year.
Okay. Someone might say, I'll dare you to go through that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
that you, let's see, I bet that you wouldn't go through it.
Or would you say dare, or I
dare you to go, I dare you to go through that graveyard.
Okay, but how would you say the opposite of dare? I,
let's see, I don't know what, let's see, what word would be used to be daring to, object to daring? I bet you wouldn't, or something like
Is
that.
Is dasm ever used?
A what?
Dasm. You dare not do that, or you...
No, the only thing I would is just daring, or dared, or something like that.
Okay. Let's see. You knew when you first agreed to go that you, to tell your mother, you...
Let's see.
Or you might say to a child, you aren't doing what you to do.
You're not doing what you ought to do.
Oh, okay. A boy got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
Did he shouldn't have done.
Okay. Or, using the word that we used in the sentence above, the boy got a whipping. I bet he did something he ought.
Ought you've done?
Okay. Will you do it? No, I...
No, I won't do it.
Okay. Will you get something done that was hard work all by yourself and your friend was standing around without helping you? You say, you... You...
You're too lazy to...
Or you might have...
You might have hoped me or something like that.
Okay. Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I
think I can.
Okay. Or I might.
I might could.
Okay. Or you say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I get the yard work finished.
Yeah, I'll get the grass mowed and touch it.
Or if it rains by Thursday, I
won't.
I should get the yard.
I should get it mowed off.
Okay. Sometimes when you're in the woods, you'll hear kind of strange noises. Sometimes it's a
Sometimes you hear a hoot owl or a cricket or...
Okay, now there's a hoot owl, but what's the other kind of owl?
There's a screech owl.
Okay. And what do you call the bird that drills holes in trees?
That's a peckerwood.
And are there any other animals like that? I mean, are there any the varieties? Or is it just really one kind of bird?
Just that one kind that I've heard of is... a peckerwood.
Is the word peckerwood ever used to refer to people or a class of people?
I don't know whether if it has. I don't recall it.
I mean, in a derogatory sense.
Well, it probably could be used, I guess, in times just by different people and just in a quick way of speaking. You know, just say that. Peckerwood, hammerhead, I've used some expression used sometimes, but when I'm talking people.